The government has dumped its unpopular plan for a $7 GP co-payment, but many of us will still be paying more to go to the doctor. The new plan trims the $7 co-payment down to $5, but it'll now be up to the doctor to decide whether to charge it or not because it comes off the Medicare rebate. That's good news for some, though, because pensioners, veterans, healthcare card holders and children under 16 will all be exempt from that payment. And that creates another funding shortfall for the doctor, which will be met by freezing the Medicare fees paid to doctors for another 4 years, and, as I mentioned, lowering the rebate for any appointment that's shorter than 10 minutes. Dr. Brian Morton has been a Sydney GP for almost 40 years. He's chair of the AMA's Council of General Practice, which will meet tonight to consider this revised co-payment. Brian Morton, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Good morning.
Well, the government has backed down to some extent. It's excluded pensioners, children under 16 and veterans from paying the revised fee. This is what the AMA was calling for. So it's good news for the health system in that sense, isn't it? Because the most vulnerable are being protected from any kind of co-payment.
Yes, it is good news that the vulnerable kids under 16 are going to be protected by not having to pay a co-payment. And the no co-payment also relates to pathology costs and diagnostic imaging, x-rays and the like. So that aspect of it is good news.
There is still going to be a co-payment. It won't be a $7 payment. It's going to be a $5 fee, which the government's going to impose by lowering the Medicare rebate which doctors receive, and it'll then be up to GPs to decide whether to pass that on to their patients. What do you think doctors will do? Will they pass that $5 on?
Well, the only advantage of it, the change really, is that it's no longer mandatory to charge a co-payment. So the GP can make a decision. The problem for GPs will be how it affects their actual practice viability. Don't forget that the GP runs a small business. There's rent to pay, staff costs, all those things that a small business pays. And if you get a $5 cut, when in fact, over the last 10 to 20 years, there hasn't been proper CPI indexation of the Medicare rebate, it's going to make it very difficult for GPs not to charge a $5 cost to the patient.
So you think most GPs, even bulk billing practice GPs, will start charging everyone but the concession card holders now $5 to go to the doctor?
I think there'll be a lot of pressure for GPs to do it. There may be changes in corporate practices that are vertically integrated so they can make costs be covered by perhaps more investigations. But for the smaller GP-owned practice, there'll be a lot of pressure to actually charge that $5. They may do it in interesting ways, if you like, and protect patients who have chronic illness and or perhaps suffering cancer or perhaps mental illness and need to come frequently. So there may be some changes to the way they treat those patients.
In a sense, the government's sending a big message to the GPs. They want you to charge it, don't they? Because the Prime Minister says this change enshrines the principle of a price signal, and it's only a price signal if it's imposed, I suppose. Do you feel like doctors are being called on to carry the can here? I noticed the Consumer Health Forum says the government's turning GPs into bagmen for the death of universal healthcare.
Yes, I think they're right. It is sort of a mandatory co-payment when you don't make it mandatory. So that it's really done with a lack of evidence, lack of looking at the evidence about what happens if you put a barrier or a charge in general practice. It means, and there's lots of evidence from overseas to show that it means the most vulnerable are hit, and there are people in a poverty trap who don't have a pension or a concession card. There are those who will decide that going to the doctor is discretionary. So people will be sicker when they actually turn up at the doctor, and the cost down the line will be greater. Hospitals will be treating sicker patients than having that preventive care reduce the illness.
So just to be clear, those people who currently aren't on concessions but go to a bulk billing practice, that's up to the doctor, the GP, to charge them $5 or not, but you think some way or another they will be recouping those costs or the practice might not be viable. And those of us who go to a practice that isn't bulk billing, where we already pay a fee, we'll be getting $5 less on a Medicare rebate. When we get that check into our bank account from Medicare, it'll be $5 less.
Exactly. The rebate for the patient is being reduced for every Australian who's not a concession card holder or under 16 years of age. So the government is not considering the evidence about bolstering general practice, improving preventive care. We'd expect as an AMA greater investment in general practice to get the quality that we need to maintain our position at the top of the OECD tree for health outcomes.
Can I just ask you very briefly, Brian, we're almost out of time, but also the government's announced that the rebate will be scaled back for GP visits that are less than 10 minutes. You get $11.95 back for a short visit. And the PM says that's to overcome what he calls the phenomenon of six-minute medicine, sausage machine medicine, where patients are churned through. Do you accept that that is a problem that needs fixing?
I think the undervaluing of general practice and the very low rebate is the cause of that. It's very much systemic in its cause. So it's really a backhander to actually say, well, you'll get even less money for that brief intervention. We'd expect that practices will be even less inclined to bulk bill because of that.
Okay, Brian Morton, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
Dr. Brian Morton, he's a Sydney GP and chair of the AMA's Council of General Practice. And we'll be speaking to the Finance Minister, Matthias Cormann, after 7:30 about this change in policy.